We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Adam Hoagie or Hogg, excuse me, I don't know how to pronounce the last name.
They do have a really fast receiver room now. They have the speed, but I'm a big believer that you have to be able to play wide receiver too. There's a difference. You can't just put a bunch of track stars out there.
Adam Hoagie.
Great question, Dan.
Bears insider for NBC Sports Chicago.
Here's what I can tell you about what the Bears are doing.
Host of the Hoagie and Johns podcast.
It's not just this spot. It is left tackle too. They put all their chips in on a rookie that had back problems in college last year. Okay, even if these are new symptoms, that was risky.
Adam Hoagie with Bernstein and Rahimi.
All right, go Bears.
On the score.
Bears. Good morning. Welcome back into the Bernstein and Rahimi show. Mark Grody, Gabe Ramirez from B96 filling in for Dan Bernstein and Leila Rahimi today. And let's keep the Bears talk hot indeed with Adam Hoagie of NBC Sports Chicago. He joins us on the Score Hotline presented by Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas, home of the world's largest sports
Bears
book. What's up, Hoagie?
Bears.
What's up, Grody?
Did you go to Lane Tech like our guy Gabe Ramirez? I thought you were, aren't you a Lane Tech guy?
I went to Driver's Ed at Lane Tech.
Okay.
But really? No, otherwise I am a St. Ignatius grad.
Oh, got okay. Money, baby. We got money over here, St. Ignatius.
Well, let's get into the hottest topic in town, Adam Hoagie, and that is the openings for general manager and head coach. Where are you landing on those two candidates? Do you at this point have a favorite? Is there a name that's popped up that looks better than the others, or are you still trying to figure it all out?
Well, I'll tell you somebody who is definitely stood out to me and not only should be the guy they hire, but really needs to be the guy they hire. And it goes back to something that I know Dan and Layla have talked about on the show. I believe that they have coined it the Hoagie Doctrine.
Yes, I've heard it.
I think it really, for full effect, should be more like the Hoagie or the Hog Doctrine. But
Adam Hoagie, his name, he put up on the screen, it says Hog.
Yeah. but really, it's the thing I've talked about for a few years now is that really it seems like everybody who is employed by the Chicago Bears is one step higher than they really should be, right? Like, you know, from the ownership all the way down, everybody's kind of been overpromoted one spot than they really should be. And if you hire somebody, which has been why I am with a lot of people who believe that somebody should be hired as a president of football operations to help push everybody down one spot. And that does not sound like what they're going to do. However, there is a candidate, Rick Smith. Rick Smith was the GM in Houston who had a lot of success and then unfortunately had to step aside and take a leave of absence because his wife was battling cancer and sadly passed away in 2019. But, you know, Rick Smith was not only the GM in Houston, he was also the executive vice president of football operations. After serving as the GM, they promoted him up another level. So you have a chance here to hire a guy who, if he gets hired by the Bears, would still be the general manager because that's what George McCaskey told us is going to happen. But he has experience at a higher level. So And, oh, by the way, for a franchise, if you're paying attention, and you saw it again yesterday as they fired David Culley down there in Houston, has been completely lost without Rick Smith and has many ownership questions just like the Chicago Bears do. So when he was there in Houston and managing to put competitive teams together, drafting guys like J.J. Watt, you know, he was dealing with, in my opinion, somewhat of a similar situation as what the Bears have here in Chicago, which is a flawed organization. So to me, he's the guy that they should target. He's the guy they really, really need.
Our own Adam Hogg says...
Thanks, Les.
Responsible, you're right, Adam, for some great guys. You know, you drafted DeAndre Hopkins, was there for Deshaun Watson. What would you say is the number one personality trait that whether it be Rick Smith or any of these other candidates, what is the number one personality trait that these guys have to have stepping into this position?
Well, I don't know if it counts as personality. I just think it's like experience, you know, and understanding how these things work. You know, having been in the room and having, maybe if you want a personality trait, how about this? Confidence. You know, confidence with that experience so that when you're on the phone, on the clock, on draft day, and you're fixated on Mitchell Trubisky, and you're worried because you're being told on the other end of that phone that there's other teams calling to get up to number two, and you're so worried that whoever that team is that's trying to jump you to number two is going to take Mitch Trubisky, you kind of sit back and you realize you don't need to give up the farm to move up one spot just to get your guy. You know, moments like that. Andy Dalton. You know you have to sign somebody. You know you need to help your quarterback room. You had just tried to trade for Russell Wilson, which was great, but it didn't happen. You're desperate at quarterback, and you're hearing that the San Francisco 49ers are interested in Andy Dalton. Well, take a step back and realize, like, Jimmy Garoppolo's still there. They're also high on Trey Lance and Mac Jones, like, they're probably not offering $10 million for Andy Dalton's services. Do you really need to pay it? You know, just stuff like that. I think I've defended a lot of the moves Ryan Pace made, but I think everyone brings up a good point that sometimes the process was flawed. And I think if you can bring in somebody like Rick Smith, who has been through it, understands these moments when you have to make tough decisions, really quickly. And that happens a lot when you're a GM, when you're negotiating these things and you're flying through phone calls and things like that. I just think confidence and that experience would pay a huge dividends. It's really something the Bears need and have lacked at some of these hires in the last decade.
That's the voice of Adam Hogue of NBC Sports Chicago. This is the Bernstein and Rahimi Show with Mark Grody and Gabe Ramirez filling in on The Score. A couple of interviews expected to go down today, Hogue. One of those would be Jeff Ireland of the New Orleans Saints for GM. Brian Flores, a hot coaching name for sure as it pertains to the Bears, the now former Dolphins head coach. What do you think about, let's start with Flores, what do you think about his prospects of fitting in with the Bears?
So I like Brian Flores on the surface as a guy who probably should not have been fired, showed some good things with another flawed organization in the Miami Dolphins, and had some success, was close to the playoffs the last 2 years. The way he turned things around this year after that 1-7 start, I think does count for something. A couple things that I've just been told this week that, well, one thing I observed and one thing I was told. The thing I observed that worries me is what happened last year with Tua Tagovailoa, and the uncertainty and the lack of a plan, it seemed like at times, for how to work their rookie quarterback in and juggle with the veteran. Does that sound familiar? Because I think Grody and I, you just covered that this season with the Chicago Bears. So that's a little bit of a red flag to me. Now that could be mitigated perhaps by how he feels about Justin Fields, what his plan would be for Justin Fields. And because he may have not had confidence in Tua, and I think we probably saw that. The other thing is just, some of this has been reported, but I heard it right away on Monday, too, from a good source, is that Brian Flores alienated people down there in Miami. And not just the GM, which that came public like right away, that there was a philosophical difference there. But I heard coaches on his staff didn't necessarily like the way that he run things, and he was a little bit too hard on him and things like that. Now, you always have to take that with a grain of salt because – any coach that gets let go or leaves, they're always going to have some beef with their boss, no matter what job we're talking about. So you got to be careful with that sometimes. I just think that there's a couple red flags there. I'm not saying I'm out on Brian Flores. I just think that there's some things that need to be worked out, and hopefully that's what the Bears are doing today as they talk to him.
Yeah, and I'll say this too, man, that he does not fit the profile of somebody that the Bears would want to walk into Halas Hall at this point. They don't hire those types of guys, but it can go the other way too, Hogue, if they surprised us and started doing business differently and bring on a personality that doesn't just have personality, because Bears coaches have had that, but they don't tend to impose their will. That might actually be exactly what the Bears need to shake things up at that position.
Perhaps, but you better have a GM candidate that mixes, you know, so that there's not friction there right away. And that's where I'm trying to give the Bears the benefit of the doubt here, which is hard to do because they don't really deserve it with these GM and coaches search, which I wrote a piece on yesterday for NBC Sports Chicago. If anybody would like the pain of reliving the last five searches and some of the mistakes that have been made. But this is what the Bears need to do. They need to look at some of the mistakes that they've made and fix it this time. So I like the fact that they're doing this at the same time. They're interviewing the head coaches and the GMs. I know everybody gets a little up in arms about that because they want to make sure the GM gets put in place. But I think in this process, hopefully you land on a pairing of guys that work together, that you know are going to gel together. And whichever way you do it, whether it's the GM first or the head coach first, let's say you go with the GM first. Hopefully, once you hire that guy, that GM, whoever it is, you've interviewed a bunch of head coaches and you've talked to that GM candidate, and you know from your list of head coaches that you interviewed who fits the GM, who the GM also likes, so that you don't just hire a guy and then 4 days later John Fox gets fired in Denver and you got the advisor sitting there going, well, how about John Fox? He's my old buddy. And Sean Payton says that he's good. And you worked with Sean Payton in New Orleans. So why don't you give Sean a call, check out. And then Sean says, oh, yeah, I like John Fox. He's my buddy, too. And then you hire a guy who it didn't take long to realize that they didn't really fit together at all. Like, that's what you have to avoid in this process, whoever you land on.
Yeah, and I think that, you know, the first round of interviews is just that, right? The Bears doing due diligence so that way, if in effect they grab a GM, they can say, hey, these are the three guys that we're looking at. You know, who do you like and who can we bring in for a second type interview? Now, obviously, Adam, people were talking about who their favorites are, who they would prefer to see in that position. So outside of Brian Flores, who would you say is at the bottom half or the bottom of that list? Who would you not want to have the reins as the coach of the Chicago Bears?
I like this question.
I do too.
Because they're interviewing a couple guys who are not even on my list that I put out on Monday. What would be my short list, which does not matter at all. Nobody cares what my short list is. But you know, it started with the crazy names like Sean Payton, which is probably unrealistic. But that's what a short list should start with, guys. Like, you should start with unrealistic and work down from there. So the second the Steelers get killed by the Chiefs on Sunday night, I'd have a phone call to Mike Tomlin's agent just making sure, hey, you know, your quarterback's retiring, your GM sounds like he might be retiring after the draft, you sure you're cool in Pittsburgh? Okay, you are? Okay, just wanted to double check. You know, I just, because that's what you should do. But the question was, who would not be on my list? You know, I'm sorry, guys, Leslie Frazier's a great guy. He's a great defensive coordinator. I remember the Minnesota Vikings era very, very well. Just does nothing for me. He had one good season there. The other three were not inspiring at all. And I would like a candidate that has had coaching experience, but I want one that also had success when they were a head coach. Same thing with Todd Bowles. Todd Bowles, man, it just wasn't good. Now, everyone struggles to have success in New York with the Jets. I'm just struggling with guys that really didn't win when they were a head coach and are great defensive coordinators. There's no question about these guys. They're great coaches, but they need to show to me that that they can have success before I'm going to go out there and make a big move like that. And at the same time, I'm also willing to consider guys who haven't been a head coach before. I know it's risky. But if they check the right boxes, then I would be willing to make that leap. Byron Leftwich is somebody who I think you got to take very, very seriously. He's risen through the ranks. And don't just say it's because of Tom Brady. This guy was a fast riser in Arizona before he ever went to Tampa. He became the OC there very, very quickly. Bruce Arians trusts him, and that was all before Tom Brady got there. Bruce Arians is a coach the Bears should have hired instead of Mark Trestman. So I would listen to a guy like Bruce when he endorses somebody like Byron Leftwich. So that's somebody I would consider, even though he hasn't been a head coach before.
You know, when you brought up your article on NBCSportsChicago.com in regards to what has gone wrong, and you just brought up the name Mark Trestman and Phil Emery, when that hire was made, and obviously, as you just pointed out, they hired the wrong man. However, when those hires were made, there was I was cool with it because it felt different. It felt like they were experimenting. It felt outside of the realm of what the Chicago Bears usually do. I don't think, though, that they can afford to. I'd like them to think that way again. Obviously, not those people, but I don't think they can afford to take those chances. Like, the best thing for the Bears is a guy who has had experience, and it's unfortunate, but they have to get it right.
Well, it's a great point, Gordy, and that's my problem. I mean, look, it's not just that high. Okay. Bruce Arians was the NFL Coach of the Year. You don't ever get to interview the NFL Coach of the Year. The NFL Coach of the Year in any other year is like winning the Super Bowl or, I guess Matt Nagy won Coach of the Year. But, they're employed. That was a special circumstance where Arians stepped in as an interim head coach. And so he was available to talk to. And you passed on him for a Canadian Football League coach. Like, it is so beyond ridiculous when you think about it that way, that it's no surprise it didn't work. And then the same thing with Ryan Pace, who I still think you have to be fair, and a lot of things he did were okay, and it doesn't matter anymore. He's gone. The reality is Chris Ballard was the obvious choice. Chris Ballard worked for the organization for over 10 years, had just left for 2 years. Otherwise, he knew everything that went wrong a couple years ago when you went through that Bruce Arians, Mark Trestman decision. He knew the mistakes that had been made. He knew how to correct them. He knew that they had to do what they're doing now, which is have the GM report to the owner, not to Ted Phillips. Now they're doing that. Now they're correcting that mistake they made when they passed on Ballard to instead hire Ryan Pace. So to me, don't be cute about it. Hire the most obvious candidate, which again goes back to Rick Smith. He is the most qualified candidate by far. And if he really has mutual interest, and I believe there is mutual interest, and he still has the drive, because that's another thing you got to check on this, because he walked away and he stepped away for a couple years. If he still has the drive to have that job, which is an all-hours job, no days off type of deal, if he still wants to do that, just make the obvious decision. I think that's what the Bears have to do.
Yeah, I mean, it's too bad that they have to do that, that it has come down to it, but there's no doubt about it that's the case. One other guy I wanted to ask you about, Hoag, on the potential GM side would be the only, as far as I know, in-house candidate, and that is Champ Kelly, who is the assistant director of player personnel for the Bears. What do you think about him and his chances?
Yeah, two different questions there. Like Champ a lot. I think Champ has been somebody who's been behind some of the better moves the Bears have made. I think he's well-respected in that building. And so I'm not surprised at all that he's getting an interview. I think he deserves an interview. He'd been interviewed by other teams for their GM spots the last couple of years. But in terms of his chances of getting it, you just can't get away with hiring one of Ryan Pace's assistants right now, right? I mean, I don't know how you would sell that to the fan base. But the Bears have been trying to sell a lot of stuff to the fan base that hasn't made a lot of sense recently. So do I think he's qualified? Yes. Do I think he's going to be a GM somewhere else? Probably not. Maybe not this year, but some time down the road here in the next few years, probably. But I don't think it's going to be with the Bears this year.
Adam, thank you so much for your time. We appreciate it. We will read you on NBCSportsChicago.com, and I'm sure I will see you on a Zoom sometime soon.
All right, guys.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.